107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a book signing set to go this Sunday at Stratford Perth Museum. We're going to get all the details. Joining us this morning on the phone line is author Stephen Lewis, who's written a new biography on Richard Manuel. Yes, Stratford's own Richard Manuel of the band. And Stephen joins us on the phone. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, Stephen. It's a pleasure to chat. You've written a new biography on Richard Manuel of the band. Now, certainly Richard's unbelievable contribution to music, his talent and everything notwithstanding. Why did you choose Richard Manuel as your subject matter?
Well, I've always been immersed in rock music, and I was blessed to have parents that had great musical taste. And from the very first time that I saw Richard on the screen, as a lot of people did in The Last Waltz, there was something that, as I grew older and became more informed about music, that drew me to Richard and his contributions to not only, the bands he was in, but to rock music as a whole. And once I started to dig into his story, as I'm apt to do with a lot of different musicians and records and things of the like, I found that there was really a lot to talk about. Not only musically, but as a human and as a great guy.
And what was it like researching for this biography? Certainly Richard Manuel from Stratford. Often, I don't want to say the forgotten member of the band, but maybe the underappreciated member of the band. What was it like for you researching this?
Well, to your point, that's part of the reason I did that. I felt he was woefully underrepresented. And I came up to Stratford a number of times and met with family and friends. And kind of as I said, once I started to talk to people, I found out, what an effect he had on Stratford, and then obviously any place he was in, like Woodstock, and then as moving a whole musical movement forward, he was such an integral part and a hub of that. And I just have to say that, everyone in Stratford, whether they were classmates, whether it was family or friends, everyone had something. Every tidbit was vital to drawing a picture of who Richard was.
And in terms of your point of view, what kind of a person was Richard in terms of researching this?
Well, he was a guy that was extremely musical, extremely melodic, and as a human, he was a guy that everyone just loved to be around and was always smiling and was always willing to have a good time, whether that was a good thing or a bad thing sometimes over his life, but he was always looking to contribute, to collaborate, and really to make, he got great joy out of making other people laugh and to see other people happy.
Exactly. And again, his quite extensive musical career, because in Stratford, we know he goes back to the Revels, who performed in Stratford End area, then with the Hawks, with Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, and then the band. So quite a musical career.
Yeah, and that's what I thought, digging in and coming up to Stratford, that's what I had found was, even the Revels, these guys were on the cutting edge, even as just teens, and late 50s, early 60s, creating, often with antiquated equipment, writing songs, covering R&B and blues and disseminating that to a wider audience, when really here, where I am in the States, we didn't have that kind of knowledge of our own blues musicians to be able to express it in such a way, and Richard and his bandmates were critical, whether it was in the Revels or the Hawks, in taking R&B and blues music and expressing it to a wider audience and doing it authentically.
Yeah, exactly. And Richard, of course, we remember Richard's just incredibly soulful voice, but folks might not know what a multi-instrumentalist he was.
Yes, and that's the other thing. He made his name through his voice, but piano, drums, and he even got his certification in Hawaiian guitar while he was up in Stratford. And there's a great story that I was told, that I talk about in the book, where during recording of the 1971 band album, Cahoots, Richard jumped on lap steel and played lap steel on the song Thinking Out Loud. And even his own bandmates, who had been with him over a decade at that point, were like, wow, Richard can play lap steel? So he was full of surprising musical gifts.
Oh, absolutely. So we're chatting with author Stephen Lewis about the book Richard Manuel. And Stephen, I also did not know his nickname was The Beak. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of a weird defining line in his career, when he was up in Stratford because of his prominent nose. You know, he got the name the Beak. And then, you know, as he started to become, to mature, I use this in the book, you know, he started to become Richard. The Beak started to fall away, and then he kind of grew into this, left that persona behind and grew into becoming Richard Manuel. But everybody, you know, who up in that area remembers him, went to school with him, saw the Revels, remember Richard as Beak.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, we certainly miss Richard Manuel since his passing, but we now have this amazing biography that's available. So you've got a get-together happening Sunday.
Yeah, so I'll be at over at the Stratford Perth Museum for a couple hours to chat. I'll have some books, a limited number of books, but we will be there and we'll be talking and having some photos and some artifacts that people can come through and look at. And, you know, it's just a really, I wanted to come back to Stratford and celebrate with his people and really show how much we all love Richard.
Yeah, and we certainly do, certainly in Stratford and Derry. As we've mentioned, you know, there are sidewalk plaques. We have the blue plaques, also murals, that sort of thing. So we certainly do or have celebrated Richard Manuel. And it's amazing, Stephen, with the amount of talent that came from this area. Richard Manuel, John Till, and, of course, Justin Bieber, on and on and on.
Yeah, and I talk about that as well, you know, in the Revels when you had just, like you just said, a huge amount of talent with John Till, Kenny Kalmuski, and it's just incredible to me that it was such a wellspring, and it's a testament, you know, to the artistic heart of Stratford, you know, to be able to birth these people and these talents and these musicians and artists, and, you know, Richard was part of that, and again, I'm just really, really thankful and honored that I can do this and share this and give Richard, you know, the respect. And the important thing to me is everyone is talking about Richard and his music, and really that was the whole point of the project.
Yeah, and thank you for this spotlight on Richard Manuel with this new biography. Author Stephen Lewis, again, the book signing is for this Sunday, 2 to 4, at Stratford Perth Museum, and there's no pre-registration, just show up and share stories and enjoy?
Exactly. Exactly.
Perfect. So again, Stephen, anything else on the go? Do you have another individual in the spotlight for a future book?
Well, not yet. I mean, I will be honest with you, Richard, and it really just smacked me. And I felt like once I started this, it was something that I had to do. And I hope that something grabs me as much as Richard's story did. But right now, I'm just going to enjoy talking to folks like yourself and sharing this with Richard's friends, family, and fans. And really, that's I'll do that as long as I possibly can, because it's really been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Stephen Lewis, thank you so much, Stephen. Great success with the book. And for whatever reason, if folks can't be there for Sunday, where can they find the book? Generally everywhere sort of thing?
Yes, it is on your local place, your normal places like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Fanfare Books will have some. I know they're waiting, which is a good thing. You know, the books have been going pretty well, pretty fast, but they're going to have some. And like I said, I'm hoping to at least have a good number for the 2 hours that I'm there.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Stephen Lewis, thanks so much, Stephen, and great success with the book.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been great speaking with you.
Perfect, Stephen. That's great. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.